This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here in this third hour. We've got open phones, as always, at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio. You've got Ian and Chris.
And nobody.
You can bring up anything you want. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Another central banker on the attack against Bitcoin. This one is from the European Central Bank. Governing council member Gabriel Maklouf said Bitcoin investors need to be prepared to, quote, lose all their money. Unquote. We'll tell you about that here in just a moment. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can get involved in our new social media site that we launched just a couple of weeks ago, maybe 2.5 weeks ago at this point. And it is at social.freetalklive.com. It's using the open source Mastodon platform, which has been working great. A lot of people have had very complimentary things to say about this platform. It works just like Twitter, except without any of the central control, without any of the Twitter bureaucrats or whatever telling you what you can and can't say. Yeah, it's something we've
There are no fact checkers.
Correct. It's something you've got to decide for yourself.
Well, I mean, there are people who can respond to you as well.
That's true. They can write responses.
Yeah, but there are no privileged fact checkers.
This is true.
Who
right.
Get to, you know, post this, who get to mark your items as being, this is not what
the
political science says today.
The best way to deal with people who write lies is to respond with your own.
With the truth, hopefully. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here.
Respond with your own lies, you say?
Well, you know what I meant.
Hopefully the truth, gotcha. Like I said. Social.freetalklive.com is where you can go. You can get signed up there. I think we're over 180 users in basically the first 2.5 weeks. And so thank you to everybody who's been participating. There have been people who've come back, right? Like, you know, it's one thing to get somebody to sign up. It's another thing to get them to actually come back and use the site again. We've had multiple users use the site and post multiple times. Some saying that they really appreciate the opportunity to express themselves without having to worry about some, you know, person with a different political viewpoint coming in and telling them that they can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't gotten on over there, you're welcome to go and check it out. It is free. And one of the coolest aspects about Mastodon, I think, is the reason why there are a bunch of different ways to use the site. So there's different apps. Yeah, you can just go on your web browser to social.freetalklive.com, and you can use it through your browser. You can also download something like 5 or 6 or maybe even more apps for almost every platform out there. So if you don't like app A, you can try app B, C, and D and see if one of them kind of feels better to you. You like the way it's laid out? You like the feel of it? Is it fast and snappy, or is it slow and buggy? There's different options out there, different looks, different sort of graphical presentations of basically the same data that's on the site. So I think that's one of the neatest parts about this is you don't have to just take the one app that the one corporation, you know, Twitter says you must use. No, you can use a bunch of different ones, and some of them are even paid apps. Like, you can even pay, like, for whatever reason, if you wanted to, you could pay somebody for their app in this case. But most of them are free, which is pretty sweet. So check that out at social.freetalklive.com. Let's go to William. He's in California. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me,
Certainly,
sir?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening to the radio here and the TV off and on, and you know, I'm a scrutinizer. I try to sort the wheat from the chaff, and my hat goes off. I tip my hat to Representative Gates and Senator Ron Paul.
Oh, okay, I know that one.
For their efforts in rallying people and keeping these rallies alive. Hats off to them. Please let's support them.
Now, what rallies are you talking about?
Well, for example, the rally in Wyoming just recently to get rid of Cheney.
Cheney? Dick Cheney?
Cheney? It's about time they got rid of that guy.
Is he still around?
He's
somewhere. No, we're talking about Miss Cheney. I don't call her representative because she is nothing of the sort.
Is she related to Dick Cheney?
You know, as far as I know, yes. I probably, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Okay.
So
what is she?
Anyway,
is she in Wyoming? She's like a Wyoming rep.
Yeah, they need to recall her. They need to apparently they're pushing for it. They need to keep doing it.
I feel like we're starting at the end of the story. Who is this woman and what did she do that she needs to be stopped from doing?
I just looked her up. She apparently is the daughter of Dick Cheney.
Okay. And what does she do?
Probably bad things. I mean, she's a politician.
Well, yeah, they all do bad things.
What makes her special?
Well, you know, I think with everything that's going on, you know, we have Chinese death camps coming. You know, we don't have time to be playing around with silly ass people like her. I mean, you know,
what did she do?
That we have to. Well, you know, apparently she's a betrayer of the Republican Party. She did some things.
Well, they deserve betrayed.
Like, bunch of
I mean,
well,
they,
you know,
betrayed
there's,
Ron
there's
Paul.
A whole herd of them.
but what did she do? What did she object to? You're angry at her for a reason, and I'm trying to find out what that reason is.
Well, you know, the real reason I called,
he doesn't have
told
one.
Me,
he just heard she's bad.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have one, but...
You do?
The,
well,
the
what is it?
We might be equally irritated.
Well, you know, she betrayed kind of like a bunch of them. You know, they turned, you know, whatever happened to our election? Has anybody ever asked that question? I mean, we saw.
What did she do? You said she betrayed.
I think they got stolen, but did she vote to impeach Trump? Did she vote to certify the election? Did she vote to do something else that you disagree with? I'm guessing she voted to do something, and I want to know what.
Yeah, what was the betrayal?
Well, I mean, you know, the rumor is, I mean, because I'm just a person out here listening to mainstream media, but apparently Gates was there to recall her, to get her out of office because she voted against the Republican Party's wishes, and like a number of these other rhinos have betrayed the country, really.
Hmm.
With their efforts against
Trump.
Is it
a betrayal of the country to advocate for secession?
Well, you know, I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole here with, you know, secession.
Why not?
My thought is that's ridiculous.
I mean, he's serious.
Why is it ridiculous?
That's a serious
question.
I mean,
it's a reasonable
question. Well, because we are a union. Well, that's what this country
Who's
is.
We?
It's the United
I'm not.
States.
Are you a union with Joe Biden? Are you content to be ruled by a Joe Biden half the time if it means you get a Trump the rest of the time?
Well, the reason I called was because the reason I called was because I don't know why we keep calling him President Biden. He is not a president. We got to remember there was fraud that was still.
Am I your president?
I mean, there was a lot of fraud in 2008 when they cheated Ron Paul out of the nomination.
And then cheated him again in 2012.
They cheated him again in 2012. They cheated Bernie Sanders in this last election. I guess I don't understand why people are suddenly upset that they're cheating Trump when they've been, the whole system is a cheat. Why don't we just not have presidents and then we don't have to worry about having having one who didn't get the job properly?
Well, we could also become an island of the Lord of the Flies, too.
I don't think we can become an island. We're too large for that. We'll remain a continent. But
part thereof.
I mean, how is this different from Lord of the Flies when you just have one person who's able to take power and impose his will on everybody else?
Thank you, William, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. To me, you know, if you're saying that Biden is not the president, then that means there is no president, right? Which means that the federal government is dissolved.
So, groovy. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. that.
Because Trump isn't doing the job, Biden isn't doing the job, and we're getting along fine.
Yeah, I don't want to have anyone as president. I don't need a president. Do you?
Nope. I don't give a damn about your president. I don't give a damn about your war.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and the number here is 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160. Mark your calendar for ForkFest 2021. It's going to be June 28th through July 4th. Now, that is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. which is also a fine festival that you might want to consider attending. But ForkFest, the difference is, and somebody was actually asking about this in the ForkFest Telegram channel earlier today, like what is the difference between ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I always tell people that ForkFest is to ForkFest as anarchy is to minarchy.
It's about food, right?
No. It's not about food? That's what he thought, but no.
So what's it about?
I mean, there's a lot of food there. I mean, at least I thought there was plenty of food.
And you can use a fork even at the Porcupine Freedom Fest.
Really?
That's true.
Because you're free.
I mean, I think it'd be great if people came there thinking that it was like a food festival and like set up more food tents so we could have more food options. That would be fantastic. But ultimately, it is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it is a decentralized fork, meaning that there are no board of directors, there's no organizers to the event. Each individual organizes their own attendance, meaning if you want to create a thing for other people to do, you can do that.
So what kind of things are there to do?
Well, it depends. I don't know what's coming up this year.
Well, what is up for last year?
I know that we broadcast from the campground. I know that the guys from AnyPay set up an awesome dome, and they're planning on doing the dome for 2 weeks this year. So the dome is expanding its presence, and they're upgrading the quality of the dome. I don't know what else is going on. I haven't heard. Have you?
Kublai Khan at Xanadu had built a pleasure dome.
I don't know if it'll be a pleasure dome, but there may be a different dome. If you want to build a pleasure dome, nobody, you could do that.
I will say there's one.
Well,
thing
I had
that,
a good time at theirs last year, so it was, qualify as a pleasure dome.
It was pleasurable. Yes.
It was. Yeah. It was pleasant.
Yes.
There's definitely one thing that I know will be there, and that's cryptocurrencies.
Crypto will be in full force.
Oh,
I expect.
And people who care about freedom, which...
that's the reason to go.
Find.
Yeah, that's the reason to go, is to be around the people who care about freedom for a week. In the woods in beautiful New Hampshire, in the White Mountains at Rogers Campground, they've got RV sites, rustic camping sites, not-so-rustic camping sites, and also motel rooms. So it's up to you what you want to stay or how you want to stay. But mark your calendar now, June 28th through July 4th. You can go to forkfest.party to learn a little bit more about the event and connect with the ForkFest Telegram chat room and other things.
And if your campsite is too rustic, just soak it in some cold Coca-Cola for a little while. That'll take the rustic right off.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Joe is calling from Montana. Anna, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? Hey. You guys really don't know who, you didn't really know who Liz Cheney was?
No, why would I know who these politicians are? I pay no attention to these people.
I know the name of Liz Cheney. I didn't know why this guy was upset at Liz Cheney.
Well, he's upset because she's one of the 10 that voted to impeach Trump in the House.
All right. Thank you for a straight answer, sir.
Yeah, you asked that question like three or four times.
If he just told me, I would have let him go on with his story.
I was amazed. But then I was thinking, you guys are really jerking this guy around.
No, honestly,
was she on The View? See, that's where I know her name from.
No, that's McCain's daughter.
Okay. I don't keep track of these people.
Okay, now let me give you a little more scoop here, fellas. The Republican Party is a dynastic oligarchy.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay? It's made up of the McCains, the Bushes, the Romneys. These people go back generations.
Right.
And what's going on is there's a civil war going on in the Republican Party between those oligarchs and the grassroots. And Cheney's one of those oligarchs.
Hmm.
So that's what's going
on. I haven't heard about the Civil War.
They call it a Civil War, you know.
Okay, because the reason I say that is because I am actually involved at some level with the Republican Party here in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm currently the vice chairman of the Keene Republican Party, and I haven't heard anything about a Civil War going on. I mean, there doesn't seem to be anything going on at all.
There's definitely been some fighting over Trump.
There's no Civil War going on in Montana either, except that... We can do, but the idea, here's the basic idea. You know, there's a lot of Mormons in Utah, and there's a lot of Republicans in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Can't Utah do better than Mitt Romney?
Yeah, that's horrifying.
Well, I'm not a fan of Mitt Romney.
There's a lot of Republicans. There's a lot of Republicans in Wyoming, and I don't know, Wyoming doesn't really have that, you know, but we can do better than Cheney, too.
I was surprised. I was surprised when I heard that Mitt Romney was out in Wyoming, I mean, or Utah or whatever. Like, he used to be a Massachusetts politician, and now all of a sudden he's in Utah?
Because he's a Mormon.
Uh-huh.
He's probably part of a secret, well, they're not even know if they're secret. There's a group called the 70, which are high-ranking. Mormons is a real hierarchy kind of thing. And he's somewhere in that high hierarchy of the priesthood of the Mormon Church. And so, but he's not really a conservative Republican. He's a very liberal Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And he just changes his, he's always flipping. I mean, he's just,
he's slimy.
I'm so ashamed I voted for Mitt Romney. I gotta tell you. That's my confession.
Well, I'm proud of voting Paul against Mitt Romney.
Oh, I voted for Ron Paul. Yeah. I voted for Ron Paul, but I did vote for Romney once. I'm so ashamed.
I'm ashamed of voting, period.
I don't know.
We're getting there.
I voted for Bill Clinton after that as a straight libertarian.
I'm a huge nobody fan.
Thanks.
Are you familiar with anarchy comic books?
In the generic sense, I'm familiar with comic books about anarchy, but if that's the name of a particular...
This is a series that was done like by Last Gasp Comics, you know, the ones that did the underground comics in the 60s?
No, I'm not familiar with them at all.
Oh, you're not? Okay, well, there's a whole series. I have issue number 4. Number 4 is almost unknown. But yeah, they were done by the same people who did the sex comics, you know, like Spain Rodriguez and, oh, the Spain Rodriguez ones are awesome.
Oh, did he do the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers?
There's a lot of, pardon me?
Did he do the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers also?
No, that was a different guy, but he does, in the Anarchy comics, they would give these guys commissions so it's all different artists doing little stories and stuff.
Nice.
Some are historic stories. Some are just funny ones. Like the funny one is the Anarchy story, where this punk rocker from my generation meets guys from your generation, and he thinks he's talking to androids. They don't understand.
Oh wow!
They don't communicate.
Was he talking to their phones?
He wants to do all this socially. They take this punk rock dude from the 80s. They bring him into the future, and he's Anarchy. Is who he is. And he wants to do all these socially, I guess, you know, kind of antisocial behaviors. And the anarchists, because they've reached utopia, see? So why would you do that? You're destroying your own stuff. You're destroying your... It's hilarious. But,
is this right?
You're
saying this
way,
comic series is actually from the 60s, or is it more recent?
Oh, it was made in the 80s.
In the 80s, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's made in the 80s. One of my favorite covers is they show... the back covers, they show two mosquitoes sucking the lifeblood out of the earth.
And are they Democrats
and
Republicans?
USSR and the others.
Oh, okay.
No, USSR and America.
That also works.
Yeah,
I mean, they got
a great one. Have you ever seen the picture of the sea beast from the Book of Revelation? You know, the lion with the seven heads coming out of the sea?
No.
You know, that apocalyptic image? See, this is what it's like. I feel like anarchy in that story. I'm like, I'm talking, you guys don't even know what I'm talking
about. Well, thank goodness we've got you out there.
Send me a URL, bro, so I can find out about this.
What's your email, nobody?
Nobody@electnobody.com.
Thank you, Joe. And yeah, it's, you know, we rely on a lot of our callers to call in and clue us in on stuff. We don't know what's going on. It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and they started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden visited with wounded soldiers and staff at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Friday and toured the hospital's vaccination site.
For 8 years as vice president, I'd come here. My whole family would spend every Christmas day here all day.
Yes, sir.
And seeing everybody. And the good news is there's not many people here.
Yes, sir.
We're a lot back then.
Yes, sir.
The president met with five wounded service members. His late son, Bo, who was a major in the Delaware Army National Guard, was treated at Walter Reed in the weeks before his death in 2015 from brain cancer. The president, while senator in 1988, had surgery at Walter Reed for a brain aneurysm. It was another wild day on Wall Street. GameStop shares were up nearly 65%. Johnson & Johnson stock fell 3.6%. This is USA Radio News. The reward to find the suspects who authorities believe planted pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee offices on the night before the U.S. Capitol riot has been increased to $100,000. The FBI on Friday shared a picture of a suspect in hopes of identifying them. Meanwhile, in a court filing on Friday, prosecutors say they found instructions of how to make bombs inside the home of a member of the Proud Boys who has been charged with participating in the January 6th siege of the Capitol. Authorities say 43-year-old Dominic Pozzola of Rochester, New York, had weapons in addition to bomb-making manuals on a thumb drive. Court documents state he was one of the first rioters to enter the Capitol, using a police shield to break a window and then chased a U.S. Capitol police officer up the stairs near the entrance to the Senate chamber, and made a video about it while smoking a cigar. More than 135 people have been arrested in the storming of the Capitol, with more than 400 potential suspects still wanted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll, or sorry, not toll free. Still trying to stop that habit. 603-283-6160 is the number.
Now you got
to
pay.
603-283-6160. I'd be surprised if anyone's paying for long distance these days. If you're still paying for long distance, you need to talk to your phone company and tell them that you want to cancel that old plan.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't be at this point. 603-283-6160 in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
We were just talking with a couple of callers who brought us, to, you know, one of these politicians up to our attention. Apparently some Republicans are mad about Liz Cheney, who is, I'm sure, a scumbag politician like the rest of them. But I just don't, you know, they seem to think that they can toss out some of these scumbags from their party and then not have scumbags replace them. And that's where they're going wrong. Is like the whole thing is politicians are attracted to power, and as long as there's power, you're going to attract the worst of the worst of the politicians. So even if you were to be successful at getting rid of Liz Cheney, she would just be replaced by somebody who's just as bad.
Yeah. You mean they're not doing what's in my best interest?
No, and they never will, because they're only in it for their own interests. And anything they say besides that is just to, you know,
but Ian, they gave me $600, you know, here with the whole COVID thing.
Did you get that? You actually got $600?
I got it.
I think so. Anybody who paid taxes, I think got it.
Yeah, I got it just because I happened to work for Keith for a couple of months. Mm-hmm. Keith 6 Murphy, months maybe, as a dishwasher in Manchester.
Yeah, he's a Free Stater that owns a pub out in Manchester.
And anyway, I filed taxes to get that back, mm-hmm. and lo and behold, somebody sends me $600. the next year. So I immediately put it in crypto because, you know, you eat those dollars.
It's always entertaining to me how many people will call this show and are bewildered that we aren't, like, in the midst of whatever political drama is going on out there. And while we certainly paid attention to some extent with, you know, Trump, because he was entertaining, most politicians are not entertaining. They're not interesting. They're not fun to watch. They're not attractive in any means, shape, or form. They're awful human beings.
Okay, and Tulsi Gabbard was attractive.
We got enough drama in our own little community, in our own little New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I don't need to follow what's going on nationally.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. Or in other states.
And none of it matters anyway nationally because, you know, they're just going to ruin your life. It doesn't matter who is in there. They're going to destroy your freedoms. They're going to take away more liberties. They're going to increase the size and the scope of the federal and state governments. They're going to continue spending money as though, you know, it doesn't matter because they just print out as much as they want. And they went on a crazy printing frenzy last year. They're going to print even more up this year. It's going to likely be a record year for Bitcoin again.
And I'm down with that. Yep. Print, print, print.
In fact, Bitcoin investors, according to a European central banker named Gabriel Maklouf, he said, according to Bloomberg and MSN.com, that Bitcoin investors need to be prepared to lose all their money, which is actually good advice. Because if you're getting into cryptocurrency, you really ought to understand you could lose.
I have to say something. I will definitely not be losing all my money. Now, I might be losing all my crypto, but I will not be losing all my money.
That's true. If you don't put all of your money
right.
into crypto.
Anybody who's putting all their money into crypto, you're making a huge mistake, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I have, well, the church. I don't have anything. I've taken a vow of poverty, but the church has money in crypto. Some of it in Bitcoin. I think 20% in Bitcoin right now. But then again, we've also got precious metal, which you know, it probably won't grow as fast as Bitcoin will grow, but it also absolutely won't go to zero.
Well, if the Wall Street Bets guys start pumping up the price of silver, then we may see an amazing growth in that marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, if that marketplace could be unrigged, I think there would be a huge growth.
And that would be amazing.
One of the reasons that I really love the idea of silver-based stable coins is because that gives... It gives us another way to be in non-physical silver without dealing with the corrupt Chicago Commodities Exchange machine.
The number here is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. I don't know a whole lot about Chicago commodities, so I don't really know what to say about that.
Well, the Commodities Exchange just happens to be in Chicago.
Okay.
That's where they buy and sell gold and silver futures, pork bellies, whatever other commodities you have being sold on the market, the commodities exchanges in Chicago.
Gotcha. So this banker over in Europe, he says, quote, "Personally, I'm not sure why people invest in those sorts of assets, but they see them as assets clearly. Our role is to make sure that consumers are protected." He said, again, he is the member of the European Central Bank.
I think you very well have failed to see why people get into those, now, quote, assets.
It's because of their bags like you.
They're not regulated by you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've had about as much protection as we can stand.
Yeah. You've protected us out of all of our wealth, or at least a good chunk of it. And this is a way for people to protect their wealth. Now, gold and silver have historically been, you know, over many years, thousands of years, a hedge against inflation, against the control of the state when it comes to manipulating money. And cryptocurrency is a recent alternative to that that has been a pretty successful hedge. In fact, it has hedged more successfully in the last decade than gold and silver has done. Because gold and silver, while it has gone up over time, as you pointed out earlier, nobody, it does seem like it's undervalued, and that's likely due to the tremendous manipulation of those markets by these various different bankers and central banks and such that are selling gold and silver that doesn't actually exist. You know, they're selling essentially gold and silver on paper, and they don't actually have the physical product to back it up.
Yeah, and in some cases, like, it's widely believed, although we don't know for sure, that the U.S. gold stocks that are supposed to be in Fort Knox are not actually there, that it's been rented to short sellers so that they could sell it and then presumably buy it back later at a lower price. But if that was their business model, silver's gone way up and gold has gone way up since that happened. So if that's their business model, then they're bankrupt. And there is an illusion of a lot of gold and silver as a that result of that exist. That don't actually exist yeah. because it's believed to be in Fort Knox at the same time somebody else thinks he bought it 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's a huge problem. If you don't actually have physical ownership of your precious metals, you've got a possible big problem on your hands.
Oh, yeah. And, if you don't believe that's a problem, do what I did when I worked for Citibank and try to get physical delivery of your silver contract.
See how quickly they can pull it off. If at all.
Yeah, well, what they told me, first they just listened to, I was on the phone, so they listened to me like I had three heads, mm-hmm. and then they were like, yeah, you can't do that. Well, you're supposed to be, that's how you're supposed to get silver and gold and commodities, right? You buy it on the commodities exchange, you buy the futures, and then in the future they deliver it. That's what a contract for future delivery is. And they're like, yeah, you can't actually do that.
Wow.
Not with gold and silver.
So they wouldn't fulfill it at all?
Well, they all seem to think that if I called the right brokerage house, they could do it, but they didn't do that.
Huh.
But every brokerage house I
told
called was like, yeah, we don't do that.
So it was a dead end.
It was a dead end. I ended up buying my gold and silver at coin shops like
wow.
everybody else.
That's amazing.
So, and the price is much higher at coin shops than the so-called silver spot, which is a lie.
So this guy doesn't get it, and you wouldn't expect central bankers to get it when it comes to cryptocurrency. He's clueless. He doesn't get why people value this. But we do, and we're certainly welcome. You're welcome to join us in the conversation here. 603-283-6160 if you want to get on the air with us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Kim.com, a major internet personality, is getting behind Bitcoin Cash.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 8542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number for you to join us here. In the remaining moments, we have enough time for you if you dial in right now. 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
As I mentioned before, check out Chris on his website, freedomdecrypted.com. He has a talk show. It is a tech-oriented, liberty-friendly talk show. And he does it every Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Time over at freedomdecrypted.com. It is not reliant on centralized platforms like YouTube or any of those other ones. You do your own video hosting, you do your own audio hosting, you do your own web hosting.
Yep.
Am I missing anything?
Nope.
And you like Mastodon as well.
Absolutely. Mastodon and also Matrix now, too.
Yep. Check them out over there. Oh, yeah. You got a Matrix channel on our channel.
On the free, is it the Free Talk Live server or is it
LRN server? Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Chat.freetalklive.com, chat.lrn.fm. They'll both take you to the same page.
Oh, okay.
With the instructions on how to get in there. So check those out and check out freedomencrypted.com. Also, Nobody over at electnobody.com. Hopefully, we're going to have some good news about Cell 411 coming soon. We shouldn't break that until it's time, but we're getting close on some good news. I'll say that.
It's true.
Yep. So let's go to the phones here and talk to Jeff. He's in New Hampshire calling from Laconia, listening to the Pulse of New Hampshire. Go ahead, Jeff.
Actually, Alexandria, but not far away. Hey, I love you guys. You know why?
Hey, thanks.
Because you remind me of my family in the 1600s and the 1700s.
How old are you?
You guys are all about the whole new... Actually, you know why? Because there was, when the printing press was made, everybody was printing what they wanted to write. And this new platform called the Internet, which you guys are all part of, mm-hmm. and I guess you're part of the Liberty State and Liberty, you know, press, and it's great because it's trying to circumvent the central calling of the, you know, King George back then. So you're kind of like the modern revolutionaries, and I like that. My question to you guys is, it seems like you're really pushing Bitcoin, et cetera. the cryptocurrency is fine, but I got a question for you.
Yeah.
And you got to be honest about it.
Of course.
Who controls the cryptocurrency?
Which one?
Each cryptocurrency
isn't it most of the people that are bidding up and down on it? Isn't it the same platform that the dollars bid up and down or anything else?
No.
Does it have any intrinsic value whatsoever? Except
okay, we're deep in a lot of questions here. Let's start with just the first one. Who controls cryptocurrency? The answer is, well, it depends which crypto. If we're just talking about Bitcoin, it would be a group of people. If it's Bitcoin Cash, it's a group of people. There may be some crossover between them. There's thousands of cryptocurrencies out there. But
let's just take Bitcoin, because it's the most prominent and the oldest, which I heard about 12 years ago.
Right now, there are at least 10,000. The last time I checked, there were at least 10,000 nodes on the Bitcoin network. These are the people who are across the whole planet that have copies of the full, what they call, blockchain. This is the public ledger but our listeners may not, so I have to explain it. Blockchain is the public ledger that is the backing behind Bitcoin. It's one of the real technological advances. It is decentralized. It's distributed. It's all across the planet. We don't know who those 10,000 people are, but it could be you.
Well, actually, I am one of those people.
Okay, you are one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you run a node or a miner?
I don't run a miner.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
It's a simple question.
Yes.
How do you value it?
It's trading constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between that and the dollar?
Oh, my God, so much.
Difference between that and the dollar is we know what the growth in the number of bitcoins will be. There will be 21 million total bitcoins, whereas dollars, every time they print dollars, then the dollars in your bank account lose value.
I got a question for you then. I understand that. I'm an economics major. I understand all that.
Mm-hmm.
The next question is, why do you think that that's any more secure?
It's not.
Than any other fiat currency?
It's not.
You say it's not. What do you mean by that?
It's not. It's backed based on the market determination of its value, okay? That's what it comes down to at the end of the day.
But he was asking about security, and it's far more secure than the dollar.
It's more secure
Does
not control it, okay? The government, if they want to come in and take it from you, they have to physically come and take it from you, as opposed to your dollars in your bank accounts. They can just send a letter or a phone call or an email and say, seize that money.
You don't think somebody can go in there?
I didn't say that.
And basically erase it or take it or allocate it or abscond it.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
And here's the reason why. Here's the reason why.
Okay, what you're naive. Dealing with, I'm telling you,
Jeff,
you're naive.
Let me explain.
I'm a computer programmer. What's your background in programming and cryptography?
I'm just telling you, naive. So.
Okay.
What is it backed with?
I don't want to go to that question yet, Jeff, because you haven't listened to the answer to the previous question. You are asking about whether it's secure. You think someone can just go in and erase everything. And the reason why that isn't possible is because it's distributed and decentralized, because the blockchain exists in 10,000 places all at once. If you go in, Chris, tonight and edit your copy of the blockchain to give you all the bitcoins or even half the bitcoins, every other copy out there is constantly checking you and saying, whoa, this is fraudulent, so you've been kicked out of the network. You know, we're not going to
listen. So it's never been stolen?
It doesn't get stolen the way that you think.
It has been stolen in different ways. It's never been stolen by a violation of the protocol, but people's keys have been stolen, which means basically if you get somebody's keys, then you have the ability to basically masquerade as them to spend their money, but that is not...
That's social engineering. That's just straight up stealing from somebody.
Yeah. It's
a
different matter.
Sounds like a lot
of
verbiage to say that, maybe it has.
Dollars have been stolen as well.
Right, are you saying the dollars don't get stolen?
You two said you collected gold coins. Can I suggest something else?
Sure, go ahead.
Real estate. Even the Russians, at the fall of the USSR, could not take the real estate away from people.
See, they take real estate away from people all the time if they don't like what you're doing.
If you don't pay your taxes, I understand. Or it's as bad as anything else. I understand.
Well, they can't take my Monero away.
Or if you smoke some weed on your real estate, they can take it away.
And here's the thing. There's this thing called diversification, right? You want to diversify your assets. I don't have all my money in crypto or all my value in crypto. I do have some crypto. I do have real estate. I do have, I have a business. There's a lot of different things. And by diversification, if one of those things fails or they take one of them, it doesn't necessarily mean they have everything.
Yeah. So you have to think about when it comes to losing cryptocurrency or hacking or whatever. But what nobody was trying to explain to you, Jeff, is that if you don't have good security, whether it's for your physical wallet with cash in it or whether it's for your digital wallet with Bitcoin in it, then it's your fault, right? Like if I leave my wallet on the back of an airplane toilet, somebody walks in and takes it, well, then that's my fault. It's not the cash's fault in my wallet. Similarly, if I leave my cell phone completely unlocked on the back of a toilet, the next person comes in, they take my cell phone, they go into my Bitcoin wallet, which I've also left unlocked,
which
then that's my fault. It's not the fault of the Bitcoin network.
Right. And here's the thing. And here's the thing with that. You're more likely to get your crypto back if you leave your phone on the toilet and lose it than you are if you leave your wallet on the toilet in a plane and lose it.
I wouldn't go that far.
Everybody knows how to spend your cash.
I would be true.
A lot of people don't. Know what to do with a Bitcoin wallet.
Well, no. It's more complicated than that. And so usually when you have some sort of wallet, there's a username and login if it's like Edge or if it's, if it's not, you might have a passcode on it. But you can still have the backups, right? The keys to back up the keys and recover that crypto.
Yeah, I was presuming.
Who's the guy that just lost like $1 billion recently because he couldn't remember his key, his password?
Yeah, that's tragic.
That can definitely happen.
The guy was like, I'll make another billion, which is great.
Yeah.
Now, my next question is the Liberty State, the free state.
Mm-hmm.
What is the alternative to the Constitution, which was the greatest principles ever written?
Well, I'd say the New Hampshire Constitution is a better alternative to the U.S. Constitution.
Well, they're very similar.
I think the New Hampshire Constitution is better.
The U.S. Constitution doesn't have the right, Article 10 rights.
The right to revolution. Yeah.
Right. Okay. But that's about it.
A lot of the New Hampshire Constitution is actually much stronger in its protections than the U.S. Constitution. So as far as written documents that are really old, I would say that the New Hampshire Constitution is superior.
Yeah. But the problem with the Constitution...
Are you really feeling those protections?
I'm sorry?
Are you really feeling those protections? You think you actually have them here now?
No.
I mean, you don't have any protections from the Constitution either, because what happened is
you looked up one thing. My name, Jeffrey Frost, versus the U.S. the New Hampshire Banking Commissioner in the state of New Hampshire.
Jeffrey, thanks.
Could you email that to me?
Yeah, you may want to call in about that another night, because we're out of time. But I appreciate all the questions.
Definitely.
Yeah, I appreciate the discussion. He said it was his first night listening to
the show.
Well,
welcome to the show. Yeah. I hope we hear from you again, sir.
We're here 7 nights a week, by the way. So, you want to jump on the phone with us any old time, we're here. Always happy to hear from you. And thank you for listening out there. Join us online in the meantime, anytime, over at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.